Well, in debating on what topic exactly I was going to talk about today, I finally settled in on something a little closer to end times versus trying to sit in right now and talk to you about what I believe the creation of the universe is. And I'm not the only one, by the way, who believes that the earth is a lot older than 10,000 years old. Okay, I think we started talking about this a little bit last week even, and I think Bart brought up like the Matterhorn. It's got one side that's a sheer cliff. And we've got mountains. And we, you know, I have coal miner family. And we know what coal is. So oil and all that stuff. It took some time for this to happen. And, you know, we can make fake diamonds, but they know they're fake. They're not, they don't have the quality of the real ones. And which, by the way, all these things God talks about in the Bible as having been here in the Garden of Eden. So if we know it takes some time, it means they meant they were here, okay? But in light of recent events and things that are happening in the world right now, we need to understand what's going on around us. And so I'm going to jump into a little bit of Revelation. If you've been around very long, you know I rarely go into Revelation. I've done it a couple times over these almost 16 years. 15? Okay, yeah. See? Math wasn't my strong suit. But we will start understanding things. I remember being a kid, one of my favorite, all the ministries, I mean, from the 70s, and there might have been early on, they found everything they could do to get you hooked. I know the Seventh-day Adventists, if they wanted you to come to their church, they'd send out this flyer that had all these beasts on it and had all these warring angels and stuff on it, which I thought was totally awesome. You know, I mean, all I'd ever heard and seen up to that as a little boy, once my parents got saved, was, you know, angels are very effeminate. And, you know, it's like, man, how is a feminine angel going to protect me from that devil? You know, that we always draw big, muscular, scary-looking. Well, there's a reason, because the angels are big, muscular, and scary looking. They take the form of a man not to scare us. If you've ever paid attention to that, what they talk about in the temple, in Solomon's temple, there were angels, but they had four faces. Now, if that don't scare you, that's the thing nightmares are made of. You know, they don't have to turn to see you. And they move. And so, and they are 14 feet tall. They're big. So, but God has got so much more. And if we will just take the time to understand it, you know, and hopefully today, as we'll call ourselves modern people, that have come to understand that there are things we don't fully understand, but it doesn't mean that they didn't or don't exist. I mean, when dinosaurs first started being discovered, you know, the church jumped on and just, although they don't really exist, that's not what that is, blah, 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 blah. They denied it, and then when they finally accepted it, they said, well, they were on the ark. I don't believe that either. I believe they were a time before us. So, you know, there's just a lot of things we'll be looking at over probably the next couple months. And each message I might go this week, we're going to start in Revelation. But I might take you to creation next week. I'm going to go as God. God leads me on this because I've understood one thing over the last 15 years is God, you may get hold of it, you may grasp it, but somebody else may not be understanding it right now. And this time around, something finally clicks and they say, wait a minute, that's why, that's how. Because, you know, honestly, I am kind of hoping that there is a bit of a video show when we get to heaven. I want to see some of this stuff, you know. And we'll just stop here after this. You know, they say Big Bang took place and all that. Where'd the particles come from that created it? You had something before all of that. I believe God probably did. God probably up there with his beakers and pouring stuff together. It's like, what's this, Michael? You know, Michael Standenberger, burnt forehead, eyebrows and stuff. No, that's just me. So today, though, we're going to delve into Revelation because we are kind of living in some of this. There ain't no kind of. We are living in some of this. We are seeing Christianity being condemned. We are seeing Christians murdered and killed and no justice whatsoever being brought about. We're seeing evil men doing things and getting away with it. If you think I'm kidding, look at Washington, D.C. today. We're seeing all of this stuff coming into play. And God warns us, he's told us before, he says, don't worry about it. They will have their retribution. They will get what's coming. And that's actually something I saw, and I've read it hundreds of times. Because honestly, like I said, Revelation is one of those books I do like to read. Because I don't just go in there and say, ooh, you know, there's going to be this big purple monster. It's going to come out of the ocean, you know, and he's going to have all these heads and stuff and going to look wicked and he's going to devour. We've totally over-dramatized what's really going to happen. And because people in the church couldn't get past pageantry and imagery, they didn't look at reality of what is happening. Today, with all the technology we have, with all the things we have, 300, 400 years ago, we'd have been called witches. Think about that for just a moment. Okay, it got so bad during the Salem witch trials that if you had a birthmark and you were accused, which by the way, they made you strip down. If you had a birthmark, you were a witch. Freckles, anything. I'd have never come up. That's just all there is to it. But they would put you on poles and they'd dunk you. Well, if he's a witch, he'll live. And if not, God's justice. Yeah. That was the church, folks. This is why so many people are, you know, when I look at stuff, I'm like, there's why we went stupid. God never told us to kill one person because they rejected Jesus Christ. Not one. We were never told to go defend Jerusalem. Do you know what that ended in? Us walking away and the Muslims controlling it still. That's all that happened. What was it, like 100 years? I mean, that's nuts. Countless generations destroyed. God never called us to do that. Jesus said, listen, if they don't want what you've got, shake the dust off your feet from that town and move on. And don't give it a second thought. You don't want my freedom? Fine. No sweat off my back. But so in Revelation chapter 13, we're going to start in verse 1. We are going to do the whole chapter. It's only 18 verses, but it goes kind of quick. And what I don't have any imagery up here for you. The reason being is I want your mind turned off from what you've already been told and, you know, these beasts and all this stuff. I want you to balance this now with what's happening today. We are living in a totally different world than 10 years ago. Okay? Things are so much different now than they were 10 years ago when Justin was born. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and with 10 horns. And on the horns, 10 crowns, and his heads, a blasphemous name. Now, we don't know what the blasphemous name is. We know, because first off, particularly the Jews, they believed the name of God was so holy, they would not speak it. They would only speak the consonants. They would not speak the full name of God because it was so holy. And as such, you wouldn't speak the name of your enemy. And so the Apostle John just put a blasphemous name. Did John see the name? Yes, he did. John understood the name, but John would not speak the name that was on it. Not to protect us, but because that was their tradition. I've told you, there's traditions and things. Some of them are really goofy, and in some of them we need to understand because we'll see the imagery here in the Bible. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now, the dragon, we do know the dragon is the devil. We call him Satan. Now, I've said this before, but we'll say it again. The word Satan, or in the Hebrew is Satan, is not a proper name. It means my enemy. Okay? That's all the word Satan means, is enemy. When he looked at Peter, he wasn't calling Peter Lucifer. He was calling Peter, you're my enemy. You are standing between me and the will of God on my life. And Jesus put it plainly this way. If they're not against you, they're for you. We don't have no Switzerland, right? There is no middle wishy-washy ground here. Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. And ultimately, that is the truth. Everybody will pick a side. And so, this beast comes up out of the ocean, or out of the sea, which, by the way, represents people. This is something that people create. Okay? The beast is nothing more than a conglomeration of ideologies and things that are brought together under, as you can guess, a one world government. Which, guess what's trying to happen right now? I applaud England for leaving the EU, the Union. I applaud them. But the problem is, most of the world's going to be subjected to this, some sort of control in this. Even the U.S. If you paid attention, well, you had to have paid attention. We are not a powerhouse anymore. When Russia threatens to bomb us if we get involved in Syria and stopping them, listen, I'm one of the last Cold War veterans. For 50 years, I think it was. From the late 40s all the way up until the Berlin Wall fell in 89. The United States amassed great military strength and numbers to stand against Russia. We've got just as much technology, if not more, than we've ever had before. And they don't fear us whatsoever. Because I'll tell you part of the reason why. Well, we're getting rid of bombs. We're getting rid of all this stuff, you know, under these trade agreements that we made. Russia didn't. Russia got rid of garbage. That's all they got rid of. They continued developing stuff. I mean, for them to move to Crimea with no opposition, they don't fear anybody right now. And that has to be the case. So we see this beast rising up. The thing has seven heads with 10 horns, and on each horn is a crown. And on each head there is a blasphemous name. Now this beast has basically the body of a leopard, feet like a bear, and mouth like a lion. So many times I believe people have tried to say, well, you know, it's going to have Greece, it's going to have Russia, it's going to have whoever. I mean, there's so many countries represented by a lion now, it's ridiculous. It's going to be all that. How about we look at it like this? It's going to be swift, powerful, and deadly. Leopard, they're sleek and quick. But they don't have very big mouths. They can only take little animals down. Throw a mouth of a lion on there. You ever see a lion yawn? I love the lions, except the lazy bums at the zoo like to hang out over in the shade in the corner where you can't see them. But when a lion yawns or even lets out a little roar when he's doing that, they have a rather large mouth. And bears. You know, we think of all these cute, cuddly little bears. You know, black bears will whoop your butt. When you see bear tracks, don't follow them unless you are hunting the bear, because you will quickly become the hunted. Black bears, most bears, their primary source is berries and worms and things of that. Those claws are razor sharp. They dig into bark and stuff. How many of you have seen The Revenant? Yeah, once. I've watched it a couple times. The bear attack in there. And he just got in between mama and the babies. He didn't know he was there. But it doesn't take much. Just a slice of those big, powerful claws. She wasn't there to kill him. Or to kill him because she wanted to eat human flesh. You got between me and my babies. And so a bear has a big imprint. Powerful feet and sharp claws. Okay? So this beast is rising up, has now been given authority by the dragon, who is Satan, as we also know, is the god of this world. When Adam sinned and fell, he gave authority to Satan. Jesus died, took the authority, and gave us the authority, but Satan is still the god of this world. Until Jesus comes back and establishes a kingdom and squashes and thwarts Satan once and for all, he is still the god of this world. And so here the Bible is telling us that this beast, this dragon, will give him, this beast, all of his authority. Now the seven heads and the ten horns being leaders, the seven heads represent the authority that is given. They have a body back here that gives authority. The body usually does the work. The heads represent giving authority. The horns are leaders. Okay? So many, well, I remember when the EU came about, so many people, oh, that's the beast, that's the beast. It can't be. It has too many heads. It already has more than it, unless it all drops down and whatever. I don't believe that it is it. And here's something else, folks. We have for so long been looking. It's so obvious. Look at the blatant. Look at this. Look at that. You need to understand something. People will use blatant items for marketing. How many of you know Monster energy drinks? I personally like NOS, but you see the M on it, right? The three clawed. Those really are not three claws. They are Hebrew numbers 666. Monster. Beast. Get it? Marketing ploy. Most people don't know that. So we've got all kinds of things. You take even the rock group Slayer, the most demonic group out there. They're devil worshipers. I read an article of a columnist who toured with them for a couple weeks to see what they were really like. And he said, I got to tell you, folks, these guys are not Satanists. I asked them behind the curtains. They said, no, we just do it because it sells tickets. So they go back to their rooms. They aren't out. They said, yeah, they're probably doing a little bit of stuff they shouldn't be doing. But he said, man, they go back. One guy's calling his wife and kids, and the other one's doing this. He said, they're not holding orgies and stuff. They do it for marketing ploy. Kiss. Come on, let's look at Kiss for a second. Most of you know who they are. I have to say that when you look at Kiss and you hear the music, I have to scratch my head. Because I'm expecting Marilyn Manson type music coming out of here. And I've got Beth. Even Detroit Rock City isn't that hard. But you ask them, who did they market it to? The kids, the teens, the young adults who were in rebellion. Most of it's marketing. So we're not going to see all this stuff rise up unless we're actually looking and paying attention to what's going on. It's not going to be so obvious, because if it was obvious, everybody would say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I read about something like that in the book of Revelation. And the truth of the matter is, you're not going to see it. That's why so many people today are duped into believing the government will take care of them. This will happen. This will happen. Well, what's happened is we've got so much unrest. I didn't believe there'd ever be a day in my life in this country where Christians would be condemned as we are. No matter how much good we do, We're condemned for the actions of a few nut jobs. But yet when a nut job does something, he's a martyr. Well, you got to look at his heart. Yeah, I kind of am. It's laying there on the ground. Okay, I retract that. move to strike. Yeah, really? I'm gonna retract it. You already heard it. It can't come back. But, so the dragon gave him his authority, his power, his throne. And I saw one of the heads as if it had been mortally wounded. Now here's a few words that we miss. As if it had been. We miss those. This one head does not get shot in the head. He suffers something that causes him to act like he has a mortal wound. He's dying slowly. Typically, a shot to the head will kill you. However, this particular person suffers from something causing him. I personally think it's a neurological disorder, and I'll tell you why. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. You get somebody who's healed by something. How did Jesus expand his ministry? Go get a billboard, put it up. Oh, let's go get on. We got to be on TV and all the radio stations. We got to get on the internet. We got to have a presence on the internet. You know what he told people? Don't go tell anybody that I healed you. First off, he knows the quickest way to get news around is people. Okay? Second way to get him going is tell him not to tell. Right? Somebody tells you this is a secret, you can't tell. What's the first thing you want to do? You want to tell somebody. You've got a secret. It's exciting. What's going to happen is this head is going to be healed through these other means. And everybody in the world will hear about it. And they will say, if that person who was dying can be healed, I'm going over here. I'm going to put it this way. If there was a definitive cure for cancer tomorrow, but the way it was derived was ethically immoral, you would still have people moving in droves to go to it. You would still have people running to it. Okay? I hate cancer as much as anybody else, but the means don't justify what happens. This life is temporal. We were created for more than 90, 100 years, whatever. We are eternal beings. But people will run to something, even if it's morally wrong, just because they're people. They will follow. Think I'm kidding? The majority of the people that have been arrested in Charlotte in the last four or five nights have been from other states. They aren't even from Charlotte. People will go and protest and act like idiots just because they can. People will marvel and they're going to follow this beast because this person was healed and they got to see it. So they worship the dragon who gave the authority. Now remember, they're ultimately not worshiping the beast. They're ultimately worshiping the dragon, who is Satan. And they worship the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast who is able to make war with him?" And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And the authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. It says every, folks. I hate to bust our bubbles. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. In other words, if you have accepted Jesus Christ, I mean truly accepted Jesus Christ, not one of these people that came in and said a prayer and then walked out and never came back to church, never thought about God. I've led people in prayers before, and you know what they do? And I'm not able to be with them or whatever. And it's your decision too. You've got to make a decision that you're changing. But what they do is they turn around and they go right back into the same garbage that they just said they wanted to leave. I realize things are hard to break free. You got to take a step. You got to make an effort. If you don't make an effort, you're never going to be free. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Now listen to this. This is why this was spoken. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. What did Jesus say in the Garden of Gethsemane when he looked at Peter? He said, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. That was actually a prophetic to the end. Because you know what? They're going to kill Christians regardless, right? What I've talked about and what God has been stirring and changing in me is, you know, like I said, there was a time in life I thought it was really cool that there might be an opposition, a rebel force. You know, maybe I could be Luke Skywalker or something. You know, I don't know. You know, that's why we create this. We love that opposition against evil. But here's the problem. When evil is made to look good, and good is made to look evil, we're not going to be popular. And Jesus made sure that we read this. If you've got an ear, everybody got ears. You got at least one good ear. I think everybody in here has got one. If you want to put them in prison, if you join yourself to gather people up and put them in prison, guess where you're going? If you say, well, I'm going to take up arms, I'm going to stand against the beast, guess what? You're going to die. That's what it just said. In other words, he's saying, I don't need people to go grab weapons and go and attack the beast. So have patience and faith that I know what I'm doing. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Okay? Now he's coming up out of the earth. So man is made up of earth. This is a man-made religion, if you will. They won't call it religion because religion's a bad thing right now. It's the source of all wars. Your beliefs are your religion. It doesn't matter if you claim Krishna or you claim Jehovah. Even a Buddhist will fight given the right point. This is something men create. And it's going to look peaceful. It's going to have two little horns like a lamb, two little nubs, but it's going to look harmless. But when it opens its mouth to speak, its truth will be revealed. It will be operating and speaking that of the dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. All right, here's the first thing about this lamb. We call it the false prophet. This beast is the one who will cause the world to worship this system, to fall in line. It will be this beast. It won't be the first beast. Although there's going to be some other things, which I'll share in a little bit, about that one. There's going to be prime military might. That's the only way you can ever bring people into slavery, is through force of strength. But you're going to have this little beast. This one is going to be the one that forces people to worship, forces people to become part of that system. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth and in the sight of men. Now, over the last 15 years, you've heard me talk about an evil generation seeks a sign. Christians are, in my opinion, some of the most evil people on the planet. Oh, give me a sign, God. Give me a sign. Really? That's not what he ever said. Jesus turned around and told those people, he said, an evil generation seeks a sign. But those who are after me will trust and believe. And then when you finally do trust and believe, you'll see the sign. Because you won't see the sign. If God has to come down and perform miracles for you to believe, yeah, there's a problem. So we are looking at a generation. They see things, they believe it, right? Right now at the moment, the media is controlling everything. They're controlling it. They're fueling the garbage happening in Charlotte. They're controlling. They're only letting you know what they want you to know. We're seeing a time in which people will believe what they see on the news versus truth. They don't care about truth. This is what I see. Yeah, I watched the videos, and you know what I saw? A man who refused to put his weapon down. That's what I saw. But we're not going to get that. The news media is just going to keep pushing things. They're going to be a big part of this, so watch it. Watch what you're falling for on watching any news. Because what I'm going to tell you is the beast is going to eventually control everything. You're not going to get the truth. You're going to have to take truth from God and let him talk to you in your heart. Say, whoa, 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 something's wrong here. Did you ever just get somewhere, get in a situation, and everything in you starts screaming and saying, whoa, something's wrong here. If the Holy Spirit is pushing you away from something, I recommend you just walk away quickly because something is wrong. That's where true believers come in. Those who have to come to a service because, well, you know, I didn't get slain in the Spirit. I want my time on the floor. It's not in the Bible. Why is it something we have to have? Man, I just had the Holy Spirit just come all over me just now. And I don't need to be rolling on the floor. I've had God minister to me on the floor. But then I've had God show me so much more. I'm going to put it this way. Sometimes, here's what I believe has to happen in this, since I brought it up. People that have to be slain in the Spirit, and I was one of them, have got some things to break. And they need operated on. And God works on them. I had become so skeptical and cynical of Christianity, period, that God had to fix me. Now, I don't have to go on the floor. I'm going to tell you right now, I can walk out that door and I know God is with me. I know God is here. I don't need to see feathers falling from the ceiling. You know what it means if you've got feathers falling from your ceiling? You've had a bird in your building. I'm sorry. But there are people, this is how goofy the church is getting. I've actually heard of this stuff. Angels! No, it's called a bird. We get them next door in between here. They find these little things and they crawl in there and they fly all around. I got bird poop all over my shop because birds found a hole. All right, let me keep on. So he's even going to make fire come down. Now here's what's so interesting about everything that's happening today. We are probably the most technologically advanced, finally. I say that finally. I mean, how long has it been since we've had indoor plumbing? 150 years, we'll give it. The Romans had that 2,000 years ago. And here's what I think is hilarious. And I think it's more than a coincidence. It was the barbarians, right? I'm asking my history teacher back here. The barbarians, who were from Germanica, would later become Germany, they would come in and they would destroy all of Rome, bring Rome to its knees, destroy the aqueducts, their sewer systems, all of their technology. And you know what it did? It threw us into the Dark Ages. We went backwards. Instead of having water coming, fresh water coming from the mountains and another pipe leading our sewage out to somewhere else, we dug holes 6 feet away from our houses, did our business in those, and we went down to the creek that everything was running to and got our buckets of water and brought it back up filled with fecal matter. We went in reverse. World War I. Anybody remember who we were really fighting in World War I? Germany. World War II. Germany. I haven't made the total connection here, but there's something up. It's not a coincidence that they were the ones that brought Rome down. And I'm not saying they're going to be the powerhouse. I don't think it's going to be that. They are just an engineering powerhouse. And this is where we're at today. We are in the most technologically, not only in mechanics and things of that nature, science. They can grow a human ear on a mouse right now. They're growing human body parts on animals as replacements. You can also, they're working on it. I haven't heard of an official yet, but or maybe I did, where you can go and if you want to have a baby, they can engineer that baby so that it's male, it'll be 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, muscular build, square jaw. They can do that. They can play God. Now let's start talking about the blasphemous name. Why did man fall in the beginning? You will be like God. Man wanted to be like God, but was so stupid and didn't realize man was exactly like God already. So, in all of that, technology is growing so much. It's, what is it I heard on that video the other day? Every so many months, we have now doubled in our knowledge. It was like every 10 years we grew. Then there for a while, it was every 200 years. You know, you go back, I mean, come on, you've got to think about it. It took a long time to get indoor plumbing again. It took a long time for a lot of stuff to happen. And then finally, we got it going. I mean, we can send people to the moon. We're trying to send somebody to Mars. I'm not for certain why. We already know there's nothing there. Marvin is not walking around, oh, goody, a visitor. We're not going to find that. We're going to kill somebody to see if we can do it. Just to see if we can do it. God brought the Tower of Babel down because he said, now I know that if man sets his mind to anything, he will not be stopped. You need to understand something. We've seen pictures of towers, you know, 30, 40, 50 feet tall. That's not a tower. That's a 3 or 5 story building. In the book of, I believe it's Enoch or Jasher, one of the two, they talk about this. They could race chariots on the perimeter of it. And that if a man fell, now this is obviously an exaggeration. Nobody exaggerates today, do we? You know, a million times I've said this, right? Some of you will get it. That if a man fell, it took him a week to hit the ground. But this thing was tall. Okay, we have the Tower of Dubai. We have buildings that are 110 stories plus now. And to be honest with you, I'm not afraid of heights. I have no desire to go up in a building that tall. None whatsoever. They sway. And we're not talking a couple inches. We're talking feet. And I'm sensitive to that. So I'm going to be up at the top of that thing, barfing my guts out over the side. Some poor sap is going to be walking along on the sidewalk. Oh, man, that bird. We've got towers that are reaching the heavens. We are pushing the exact same. Oh, by the way, we're also trying to go for one world language so that we all can understand. I believe it'll be a derivative of the English language. Because American English is, in all honesty, a derivative of every language that ever came in. We do not speak proper British, thank God. We speak American. They don't even claim we speak English. We speak American. But I believe it'll be a derivative of that because most countries have that at least being taught in their schools. So things have been getting set up for a long time. See, all these missionaries thought they were going over trying to teach people the gospel, and they did. But the devil's going to use it for evil. And by the way, I'm not saying technology is bad. Okay? Technology is merely a thing. It's like money. Is money itself evil? No. The Bible says the lust of money. If I have $100, I can either do something good with it. I can buy somebody groceries. I can pay my bills. Or I can go spend it on booze and women or drugs. I can go do something evil with it. Okay? It's what I do with it. And I said something last week and had several of you say, yeah, I don't leave my location finder on either. I don't want people... Oh, yeah, oh, there he is. You know, back in my day, when I first joined the Marines, we didn't have name tapes that said who we were or what branch we were. I mean, we figured everybody knew the unmarked guys are Marines, especially since there's a USMC. We called it our club patch over here. But the media, they couldn't tell. They wanted more specifics. See, what it did is it identified... If you were doing something you shouldn't have been, I'm thinking as a young Marine, if I'm over here doing something I shouldn't be, that officer knows my name. I don't want him to know my name. We all look the same. Same haircut, same uniform. Now he knows who I am. See, we're getting to where we identify. We want to know. We're rapidly creating a smaller world. And like I said, for one, I mean, I'll turn it on if I'm trying to find cheap gas, which gasbuddy.com, just a plug there for them. Last time I checked, Galleon had the cheapest. But support your local gas stations too. He performs the great signs, verse 14, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Now it says it was wounded by the sword, but it says as if earlier. So I do not believe, and besides, by the way, when I share with you something here, this is a thought. I want you, some of this is thought. I'm not sitting here and telling you it's all gospel truth. Because what's going to happen is every last teacher that's ever taught on the end times is going to stand there and say, I didn't know that's how it was going to happen. I thought it was going to go this way. Well, you know, I also had a man, God told me Barack Obama was going to be president. He told me I was listening to the devil. One of us actually listened to God. Got over my depression and started praying. And he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Okay, this lamb, you need to understand something. This new world religion that's going to come up, this system of beliefs, is going to be the most vile of all. You are going to get your opportunity, I believe, at some point. I believe. And you can have your own belief in when Jesus is returning and when the church will rapture. But there's reasons, there was stuff specified to us in here. Here is the patient of the saints. The whole New Testament, anytime Paul is speaking to the saints, he's not talking about dead people. He's talking about believers on the earth. Okay? There's a reason for it. It's not saying that we're going to go through the great tribulation. I believe there is 3.5 years of peace in this thing and prosperity. Like, man, God, why would you take me out of here just before things get good for me? But, like I said, these are my beliefs. You are to... At the beginning of the book of Revelation, my Bible has a breakdown of every different belief of the end days. I'm telling you right now, you can have what you want. I think we're all going to be a little shocked and surprised at how things unfold. Okay? The Jews were expecting a king to come back riding on a horse with a sword and an army. What they got was a baby in a manger. So, like I said, we need to interpret prophecy properly. And so, this false prophet is going to cause people to worship the image of the beast that he has now given life to. We've had holograms for a while, but they're computer programs, right? They're just computer programs that can just stand there and do what was programmed. I believe what's going to happen is there's going to be hologram technology that is going to be able to transform, just as in Star Trek, this image. They're working on this stuff. They got so much. I mean, I'm not for certain how you're going to blow somebody apart and put them back together on the other side of the world, but hey. But I believe it's going to be hologram technology, but it's going to be live. Okay, we've got computers. That guy walks in and just swipes up here in this space of sensors, and he can move stuff around. That's awesome. I mean, my phone still amazes me sometimes. It's like, ooh, look at this. I can do it. And then Jesse got into some stuff on my phone the other day. I'm like, I didn't even know I could go there. And I said, I really don't care if I go there. He's like, oh, yeah, Dad, you can do this, 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 this. And I'm like, I don't care. If it does a few things that I want it to do, I'm golden. Jesse, man, he's got apps loaded on his phone to do this, this, and this. We got things that can do everything. There's an app I can lock my truck. I can start my truck anywhere I can get a phone signal. I could be in California and start my truck sitting out there. I could lock it. I could unlock it. 10 years ago, that wasn't an option. 10 years ago, fobs were really catching on pretty good. Oh, yeah, look at my newfangled fob. Beep, 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 beep. Now we have keys. You just put them in your pocket, get in, and push a button. As long as the key is within so many feet of the vehicle, you can start it. Holy smoke. And Ryan confirmed this with me one day. We were talking about these vehicles that can be confirmed or that can be started and that are smartphone connected. They can be hacked. They can be hacked. And you know what concerns me the most about all this technology is? We're developing cars that you don't have to steer. If your car can be hacked, that means somebody can drive you where you don't want to go. Just kind of like Jesus gave Peter the prophecy of when you're old, somebody will take you where you don't want to go. We're not only taking away skill of driving, we are now surrendering our real liberties. I don't want to go to this idol worship. Too bad. Car's going. And it will not unlock until you get there. Think about this kind of stuff. We've been all worried about these big wars and stuff. And here, what we're seeing is it's going to slither in. Subtly. And it is. Christianity is almost a crime now. In many parts of the world, it is a crime. It's not far from being in the United States. So there's so much going on in all this technology and research. Let me keep going on here, though. And he causes all, both great or small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, okay, obviously it's not going to be 666. Okay, I remember early on in the day, oh, you got 666 across the forehead and on your hand. And No, we have got technology. They can put a microchip in your hand or in under your skin that tells everything about you. Okay? A lot of people now who have finally gotten on board with realizing, okay, it's not a tattoo. It's not this. It's not the barcode system. So many people went out and got barcodes just to see, again, what I'm talking about. Sensationalism. I'm going to get barcode on the back of my neck. I know there's some weird, goofy movie about an assassin who's got a barcode and he finally snaps out of it or something. But no, it's going to be some sort of technology that without it, it's going to be imprinted and become a part of you. Because you need to understand something. It also says that anybody who receives this will not receive eternal life. Okay? So it's got more to do than just a number. Because that's what always bothered me. I'm like, so what's a number? Big whoop-de-doo. No, there's real purposes. Because it's also going to carry the blasphemous name. Now, we're almost done. We're coming around to third. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Okay, that is 666, not 666. Okay, it is 666. The number of man is 6. Man was created on the 6th day. And as such, anything related to 6 is automatically evil. Okay? But here's what I believe is going to happen. And Jimmy Evans was actually talking about this the other day. How many of you are made up of 2 strands of DNA? Every last one of you. You got a little bit from your mama. You got some from your papa. The 2 came together and they made you. 2 strands. It's the way God intended it, right? They are working today to create a superhuman race with a 3rd strand of DNA. 3 strands. If 2 makes you a human, what does 3 make you? A freak. You are not God's creation. Okay? Currently, though, there is a little boy in England who was born with 3 strands of DNA naturally. And I believe it was this year even. They said they have no idea what to call it. He's the first documented case of it ever happening. But you need to understand, they don't even know if he's going to live. He is totally, he's almost a complete vegetable. Okay? What we are working on as educated people is creating a superhuman race that is impervious to disease, perfect in every way, can heal ourselves. Does it sound like any of these movies that I've watched from the 80s on? Can't tell you how many movies I've watched. I mean, Captain America, come on. He's my favorite of all the Marvels. Because he's the only one that still said, you don't look like God. When he was talking to Loki. Yeah, if you're not, I think Jason might be the only one that got that. Okay. I got a few people that paid attention to it. 2 strands of DNA. You have 6. And 6, because you got 1 from each. You had a 3rd. What do you come up with? You have a representative of each of 3 different people, 3 different beings. God did not create that. In the Garden of Eden, God did indeed. We don't talk a whole lot about angels. All we worry about angels is saying we're their boss. We tell them what to do. We tell them to come here. We tell them to go there. Yeah, I don't think it's quite like that. But in the beginning, God sent the angels down here to help man, to teach man. And the Bible tells, and it speaks very little of it, but it says in the angels, the sons of God, looked at the daughters of man and they said, oh, wow, they're pretty good looking. So they took them for wives. Now, angels themselves, I do not believe, can create with each other. However, man is not like an angel. Man is built to be recreated. And the Bible says clearly that they produced offspring and they became giants or Nephilim. So much so that this gene carried through to the time of David. As Israel would produce its first king, this would be the sign. This is really pretty cool now that I'm thinking about it. David is the first true king of Israel, and he slays those giants, the Nephilim. They were against God. They were blasphemy. Remember, Goliath is standing up here on this thing, and what's it say? Why are you letting him speak such blasphemous things about Israel? The blasphemy is what made David mad, and that nobody would do anything about it. Okay? The Bible talks just a little bit about them. But in the book of Enoch, it talks a lot about them. That these things, and you can't go by definitions of height and all that stuff, because if we go by what we think they're talking about, these things would be 400 feet tall. I do not believe they were ever that tall. But these giants, and by the way, they are digging up larger than normal skeletons in some of these ancient areas. And but these giants, the book of Enoch says that God made war with these. And he sent Enoch and a few of the others to actually destroy them. But then he turned the giants on themselves and they killed each other. Because what took place was man and animals were complaining to God. The blood, if you read in the book of Revelation, it says the blood of the martyrs is under the altar of God, and it cries out day and night for justice. And it's the same scenario in the beginning. The blood of the men and the animals that were being killed. Because see, up to that point, we didn't eat meat. We were vegetarians. And we didn't kill the animals. We didn't violate the animals. I believe there was more than just killing the animals that was going on. Because these things now were they were dual. They were dual status. They were a major spiritual being and a flesh and blood body that could recreate. And God destroyed them because they were a blasphemy to him. And what he did with those angels, and this goes to shoot the hole in the head of every doctrine that says that demons are angels or fallen angels, is garbage. Peter himself said they were bound in chains and thrown into the pit until judgment. The fathers of all these beings. However, and I'm getting into a whole other scenario, demons come from these giants. Okay? Because they do have a spirit. They're part man. They have a spirit that will live forever. And it needs a body. Okay? Like I said, totally different scenario. But so anyhow, what even Jimmy Evans was talking about is what we're going to start seeing is we're going to see more and more men playing God. You know, I had to ask Rob back here because it just hit me the other day when I was thinking about all this. We've been telling this story for about 70 years. We just don't recognize it. We tell it in the form of Superman. All the babies up until Cal, who would later become Clark Kent, were genetically made. Cal's whole purpose was he was naturally made. That's why they had to get him out of there. He stood a chance. Not only did he have all the power now and everything within that planet had, he was naturally born. Everybody else was freaks. They were genetically made We've been building test tube babies. We've been studying this. We've cloned animals. It's not long before we have fully cloned a human being. So don't be too concerned if you, or yeah, you should be concerned if you walk down a road and you see yourself. I know they're going to want to clone me. Come on. So I'm so humble. So I'm going to stop there just because I just do a lot for you to process. Oh, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do this. I'm not. Listen, stuff's going to happen. You're not stopping it. But if you know what to look for, you can sit back and watch it. By the way, you know, I have to look back. There's, I mean, even though Jesus was actually talking about the invasion of Jerusalem, when Jerusalem would, and Israel would fall in 70 AD, he said, woe to those who live in the... He tells you, run to the hills, run to the country. The way I look at it is if you live in the country, because I'm going to tell you what one world governments want. They want you living in cities. They can control you in a city. They can monitor you in a city. When I went through Ukraine, I saw very, very few houses in the country. Very few. But in every village, this one was a village. Armansk was a village right where Russia has set up camp. There's a trench a mile out of town where they have armor now sitting. And this village has rows upon rows of concrete housing. It all looks the same. And then there's rows upon rows upon rows that when Russia disbanded, they stopped working on. Their main part's there. They can continue building. Come back in, make sure the concrete's good, and start bringing people out of the country and force them to live into these places where they can control them. Didn't tell you this stuff to scare you. I told you because I think it's pretty neat. But the truth of the matter is, we are living the Bible. We're seeing the things. Never in a million years would I have expected to see what our government has allowed to happen. When, in 1974, when one president is forced to resign because he erased, 15 minutes of a tape, and a presidential candidate who has erased at least 30,000 emails is allowed to continue? What's that saying about where we're at today? Oh, there's lots of congressmen I know. I mean, come on. I'm not even going to just stop with her. Let's just go with all of them. The reason they didn't do anything, they got too much garbage on themselves. But I'm going to tell you, this one world government is going to rise up trying to say, well, you know, you won't have to elect leaders anymore. You won't have to do this. You won't have to do that. We will know who's doing what and where they're at. Another reason I don't want any kind of chips. I thought about getting my dog chipped, but you know what? He don't want the mark either. But don't let things bother you and worry you. Again, did not tell you and share this stuff with you today so that you go out and you freak out. Technology! You know, my new cell phone, I put my thumb on it. It recognizes my thumbprint. They've got them. They can recognize your eyes. Think about that. A cell phone that can recognize the retina. We are living in a world of so, I mean, this is stuff that we thought, oh, that's James Bond type stuff, you know, or that's Star Trek, Star Wars stuff. We got that stuff. And while it's good, the devil is going to use it for evil. But I want to share this with you, and then we're done. Technology is great. We have spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world faster and in more abundance than any generation, than all the generations combined. And I would say that's in the last 20 years. We've had radio for a long time, but now we've got signals that go around the world all the time. We've got satellites. I can't tell you how many preaching stations are on our satellite. If you miss it here, go to this one. Go to this channel. You'll pick up another one. We are preaching. We're getting the gospel and the good news out. Technology has made that happen. We're getting it in different languages. We're being able to print faster. Thank God for Gutenberg. When he created that press, the first book he wanted to make sure got printed, the Bible. Because he wanted people to read it. So stop and think about that for just a minute. People didn't know how to read. They didn't have the benefit of seeing it. And when they saw it, they read it and they said, just like Martin Luther, that's not what the Bible says. What you've been teaching me is not what the Bible says. Which started a whole new revolution. So do not fear technology, but understand it. The Bible calls for understanding. As a matter of fact, Proverbs says, in all you're getting, get understanding. I don't fear the technology that's coming. They've had stuff, I mean, crying out loud. They've got my blood type. They've got my fingerprints. They know everything about me already. Military records. If you've been in a hospital, they know everything about you already. We're going on digital files on everything now. So do not fret and worry about whether or not, you know, they know. They know. I even debated about whether or not to let this go out online. But you know what? Let it. You know, let it. Maybe somebody else out there who gets hold of it and says, whoa, wait a minute. You sure there's not going to be this ugly beast crawl out of the sea and with all these heads? No, pretty darn sure. Job talks about beasts we don't understand, but yeah, this isn't one of them. All right, let's stand. Backsides are probably numb now, so. Yeah, I'll stop. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you, Lord God, that we are your children. We can call you Father. Lord, I pray for wisdom. Your word says to ask for wisdom, to get understanding. And Father, we ask for that. Father, we will not live our lives in fear of any one world government. We will not fear our government. We will not fear what men will do to us. Whether we go, whether you call the church out of here before we see this, whenever, we don't care. We know you've got everything in your hand. You are indeed in control. And as such, you have already taken care of us, no matter what scenario plays out. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for these people. I pray for peace in their minds and in their hearts, Lord God, that you will settle it and you will help them to gain greater understanding of your plan and your will. And for the first thing we need to understand, Lord, is that you are eternal. That our few thousand years on this earth are minute in the grand scheme of who you are. So now, Father, I bless them. I speak life and health over their families. I thank you, Lord God, that you are guiding them and leading them through everything. In Jesus' name, amen.